This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright. I'm delighted that you've decided to either stay on from our folks with the 10th year seniors ahead of me, or if you're just joining, thank you for tuning in. We have a pretty jam-packed schedule for today because this is summertime, guys. There's lots of things going on, and I really want us to know a little bit more about what's going on, particularly with those things that are impacting our young people. We want to shout out to the National Youth Ambassadors Corps and the National Youth Assembly for a successful National Youth Forum that was held earlier this week, Thursday, in Nassau Village. So we want to congratulate them on the first of many National Youth Forums. And hopefully, please stay tuned to both of those entities as they continue to find out what do the young people want and how to actually make it happen. So congratulations there. We want to, just before we get into today's programming, I want to let you all know a couple things that are coming up. Of course, it's Independence time, and I went over the entire schedule last week, so you can just double-check our pages for that. But of course, those of you who attend church, tomorrow is Independence Sunday, so you want to wear your colors in church tomorrow. Thursday is the actual holiday, so all of the goodness is going to be happening at Clifford Park on the evening of the 9th, the bring-in Independence time, and of course, it's going to be junk canoe, but don't forget that they will still be having activities out at the park on Thursday the 10th. I think it's Family Day. Maybe I'm calling it the wrong thing, but they're going to be having activities, so you want to go out there to have some fun. We want to give a special shout out to Anatole Ferguson and Tristan Lockhart of the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos. They will be ordained as priests this coming Friday the 11th at Christ Church Cathedral. That is my personal congratulations, of course. We all know I'm Anglican, so we support when our folks are taking the vocation to higher heights. St. George's Anglican Fair is going to be next week, Saturday. You want to support them. And I think I won't go too much further into July from there. But if you have activities happening, please let me know because we'd like to draw attention so we could bring more persons out to your activities. Speaking about drawing more attention, and I'm going to read this exactly like how it appears so that I don't lose any of the essence of it. So just give me a moment. I want to bring it up. We had one of our families in my church experienced a tragedy earlier this week, and there's a GoFundMe page. We're going to post this onto the show's page, and please support where you can. So this is coming from Jody Dorsett. It's the Dorsett family. And if you know them, and you know them well, you know that they're heavily active in the Anglican Church, specifically St. Agnes Anglican Church. But they also support diocesan events. So these folks are really good people. And I say that from my own personal knowledge of them as well. Early Tuesday morning, my family's home of 25 years in Coral Heights was completely destroyed in a fire. By the grace of God, all four of them made it out safely, but they lost everything. I wasn't in the home when it happened. This is, of course, from Jody Dorsett, as I said earlier. But this is the house I grew up in, a place built from years of sacrifice, love, and hard work. Watching my family lose everything in a matter of minutes has been heartbreaking. Every room was filled with memories, and now they're left trying to rebuild their lives from nothing. We're still trying to process the emotional toll, but the immediate needs are overwhelming. Clothes, shoes, hygiene items, housing, and emotional support. We are setting up this fundraiser to help cover immediate living essentials, temporary transportation, relocation expenses, replacement of personal and professional belongings, and longer-term rebuilding needs. We're incredibly thankful to the firefighters who responded quickly and the police who are working tirelessly to investigate. We have faith that justice will be served. I'm asking for your support, whether through prayer or donation or simply by sharing this page. Every little bit brings my family one step closer to getting back on their feet. For those in the Bahamas interested in an alternative option for donation, please see the below information for a wire transfer. And this is through the mom Jeanette Dorset through her Royal Bank of Canada, Lifer Key, transit number 05565, account number 7591001. And it is a savings account. Again, that is Jeanette Dorset, J-A-N-N-E-T-T-E, Dorset, that's without an E, D-O-R-S-E-T-T, at the Royal Bank of Canada, the Lifer Key branch, and that number is 05565, and their account number is 7591001. It is a savings account. Thank you for your love and support during this incredibly difficult time. With love and gratitude, Jody Dorset. If you have not experienced it, you cannot imagine it. It is insane. And let's try help them out. And every little bit counts. It's just unfortunate what happened. So I wanted to just personally draw that to attention. I have had it on my socials, but I wanted to bring it onto the show just so we are all aware of what is happening with the Dorset family, and our thoughts and prayers are with them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I did say that today we're going to have a fully jam-packed show, and we're going to jump right into that. So first of all, because the second half, we're only talking about what's going on with young people and programs that are designed for our young people. So this afternoon, look at me saying morning, thinking I still on the eye opener. I'm so sorry. I did that for 5 years. I keep forgetting. Anyway, so first of all, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Kayshanice Hannah of Kay's Hearts for Kids for their upcoming winning IRL, that's in real life, Youth Empowerment Conference. And that's scheduled for Saturday, the 26th of July at St. Agnes Anglican Church. Now, let me tell you a little something about this lady, because, you know, she always working. I'm surprised she even have time to come inside the studio here with me this morning, because she always doing something to give back to the community. She never stops. Never stops. And we have an opportunity to help her with one of these projects that she has coming up at the end of the month. So here's a little bit about Kayshanice. Passionate, transformative, empowering, kind-hearted, and dedicated are just a few words to describe Kayshanice Hannah. These qualities have played a significant role in allowing her to successfully contribute to improving the lives of others throughout the community. She was born and raised in the beautiful island of New Providence, Bahamas, where she is actively involved as a founder and president of Kay's Heart for Kids nonprofit organization. She's focused on equipping children and their families with the resources needed to create a pleasantly memorable childhood and a successfully enriched adulthood. We love that. Committed to being the village, her organization promotes a holistic transformation and development in the lives of children by providing resources, opportunities, training, and programs for a successful future and long-term healthy lifestyles. Through various initiatives, children and their families are offered food, clothing, personal and healthcare items, school supplies, mentorship, and financial assistance. 2 years ago, her organization adopted a children's home and a government high school in which she plays an active role. On a quarterly basis, donations of personal care products are made to the school and birthday presents to the children's home. Being a philanthropist at heart, Kayshanice previously served as her community's neighborhood watch president and currently serves in various ministries at her church. She enjoys spending time with her family, public speaking, traveling, visiting children's homes, and organizing events. Kayshanice is passionate about seeing women succeed and offering guidance and winning strategies to young people. As a motivator, she has social media platforms where she offers insightful tips and information on God, life, relationships, parenting, and self-care. With that, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Kayshanice Hannah.
Hello, everyone, and happy Independence, Bahamas. I am indeed delighted to be here today. Thank you so much, Deandra, for having me. And yes, we are extremely excited about the youth conference that is coming up at the end of the month. As mentioned, it is scheduled for Saturday, July 26th. We will be at St. Agnes Anglican Church on Blue Hill Road, and it starts at 10 a.m. and we will be completing at 3 p.m. And this event is absolutely free. So we do have two sessions One is going to be for our high schoolers, which is grades 7 through 12. And yes, I've had parents ask if their children can come, even though they're recent graduates of grade 6. And my answer to that is yes, they are more than welcome to come. And we will have an all-day session for them. We're going to feed the children. We are going to... we're just going to help with building the whole man, because that's what K's Heart is all about. We're focused on mental health. We're focused on finances. We're focused on mind, body, spirit, you know, just helping to build the entire man. And this year, what we're doing a little bit different is we have a parent session.
Okay.
Yes, we are offering a parent session, and that will be from 1 p.m. through 3 p.m. So the parents are also going to be fed.
Now you're talking about food in many different ways.
Yes, yes.
And you're going to be feeding the children and the adults.
Yes, we will feed them. We believe that while it is good for the children to be fed physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, it is also extremely important for the parents to also be fed, so that they can have winning strategies for effective, successful parenting.
Now, I want us to talk a little bit more about that. Those of you who are seeing me on online, I'm trying to rearrange the table so I can get better shots. But I think that when we talk about childhood poverty and hunger, that we don't realize that these children are also living in homes where the parents are unable to feed themselves. And so this is crucial what you're doing to ensure that the parents also get a meal that same day. Now, outside of getting a meal, I'm hoping it's a parent session. So what will you be teaching the parents?
So we will be focused on, as I mentioned, offering winning strategies for the parents. We have some dynamic speakers for both the children and the parents. We have speakers such as Pastor Dave Burrows from BFM Ministries. We have Father Rondino Roll from Holy Trinity. We have our mental health specialist, Nikita Woodside. We also have youth advocate and human rights activist, Ashanta Ramsey. We have Mr. J Fitness himself, Donovan Roll, Father Kari Marcel, along with Rodney Bain, who is a communications trainer and educator. He's also a well-known speaker. So we will be speaking in various areas because, you know, everyone is all on social media. They're living these fancy fake lives, I want to call it. But we want persons to actually win in real life. And we want to offer them the tools to ensure that they can effectively win. So I don't know if you saw yesterday's headlines that was speaking about 1 in 5 children having suicide thoughts, and they would have also attempted suicide. And there's also a rise when it comes to drug use and alcohol use in children. You know, these are grave concerns for our community, and it shows that we really need to become a little bit more actively involved in our children's lives, and not just our children, but the children throughout our community. Because one of the things that we believe at K's Heart for Kids is that it takes a village to raise children. We know that no man is an island, and we also know that parenting does not come with a manual.
We wish it did,
but unfortunately it does not. And for parents who have multiple children, I know that, you know, they can all attest that every single child is different. So the way you would have raised one child does not work all the time for another child. And so this is where the village comes in to help, both physically, mentally, financially, emotionally. A lot of times it's not even persons who have a financial need that needs us. You know, sometimes you just need guidance. You just need a listening ear. You just need a shoulder to lean on to say, you're doing a great job. You know, because even the greatest parents have meltdowns. Even the greatest parents have second thoughts and doubts about their parenting skills. So it is important that we continue to become unified. We continue to, you know, not just turn an eye when it comes to a need, but we all actually come together as one and say, no, we are going to make the Bahamas a better place. We are going to improve the lives of our children. We are going to see a decline in the rate of suicide. We're going to see a decline in the rate of drug use and alcohol abuse, because the reality is these children, they're looking for love. They're looking for hope. They're looking for something that they can believe in, someone who believes in them, someone who can say, I hear you, I see you. All of those are important. And it doesn't matter sometimes how many gifts you can give them, but if they don't have that time, if they don't have just that extra person to just be there, that community, I would call it, or that strong village, they can simply fall through the cracks. So that is our aim. That is our goal at KS Heart for Kids, to really be that village for the children in need and by extension, their families.
That just touched my heart, I might as well tell you, because you and your organization and your sponsors, your organizers, your support system, your village, you're taking into account all of what these children and their families are going through. And yes, for this event, you're trying to approach that, but also giving them lifelong skills that they can use beyond there. And you should be applauded, and I am applauding you for what you all are doing. Now, that's a lot of good things, and I'm assuming all of those are not going to be happening during the parent session alone, but for the kids as well. Or are they also going to be hearing from these fabulous speakers?
So the children and the parents will be hearing from them. There will be separate areas for both parties to be in attendance. So we will have the speakers. They're coming. They're fully loaded and ready.
Okay, and just one more time, just so that we hear all of the beautiful speakers, because there's quite a few. Just one more time, who's going to be talking?
So we do have Pastor Dave Burrows from Bahamas Faith Ministries. We have Father Rondino Roll. He's from Holy Trinity. We have mental health specialist Nikita Woodside. We also have youth activist and our youth advocate and human rights activist, Ashanta Ramsey. We have J Fitness. I don't know if you know, but Manny is awesome.
I just did his obstacle course run like 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
He is going to be there. Donovan Roll. We have Father Kari Marcel and also Rodney Bain, an awesome dynamic speaker. And we also have performers will be in the place. Yes, right. We need some entertainment.
I love that.
We do have Mullis International. We have Big Bro, who will be on board. We have Priya Pratt. We have Kevin Williams and Annalise Simon. So we have a tremendous lineup, a dynamic team, and all of this under one roof, absolutely free.
I was just going to say, and all of this for free.
All of this is free.
Oh, my goodness. Now, listen. Let's talk about how can folks register their kids, their children, and then I want us to talk about the folks who are helping you put this together, and if persons wanted to donate or even sponsor in some way, how could they do that?
Definitely. So we are on social media. We are on basically all of the social media handles. K is Heart for Kids. That's K'S, Heart for Kids. You can follow us. Our link for the registration is also online. It's a very short link. I know a lot of times when persons hear registration, they think it's going to be all day. No, we just have about 5 questions. Once you complete it, you are ready to come. And also for those who may not get a chance to register, you can simply just come on down. Come down. Again, we are going to be at St. Agnes. That is the end of the month, Saturday, July 26th from 10 a.m. through 3 p.m. Also, yes, we do have a lot of partners. We have a lot of persons that have, they also have a vision to see the lives of children improved. And so they have been working along with us, donating over the years, and we are tremendously grateful for them. St. Agnes Anglican Church, they've always opened their doors. Whenever we have something that's happening, we're truly grateful for them. Bamboo Shack. Of course, they provide our food for the children. We have one family choreographed dancers. They're always ready and willing to volunteer. We have Wildflowers, C.P. Lewis Transportation, the Mall and Marathon, Caribbean Bottling. We have 100 Jams, Ports International, Nassau Agencies, Delbanas, and the list goes on. And we also have persons throughout the community that are always willing and ready to offer donations. I will just leave the contact. It's 557-5437. If you are interested in making a donation or you just want to come out and support, we welcome you. And again, that number is 557-5437.
Wonderful, Amy. Thank you for that. Now, what I want us to do in the last, you remember I told you time flies when you're having fun?
Yes.
We have about 6 minutes before we have to go to our break, and we'll be bringing on another grouping of guests. But you've been doing this for how long, and what have you seen in terms of the impact of this program on the community?
So I have been working in the community for many years. I would say over a decade. K's Heart for Kids became official 3 years ago. It's always a pleasure and it's always heartwarming when you see a need that someone has and you're able to help them with that need. I think there's an unspeakable joy that is just, it just overwhelms you just knowing that you're making a difference in the lives of someone else. And, you know, I have persons every day reaching out just saying, thank you. Thank you. You don't know the difference that you made when it comes to persons being hungry, when it comes to persons needing clothes or simple toiletries, things that we take for granted. There are needs out there. There are persons in need of shelter. There are persons in need of water. You know, things that you think every household should have. Persons don't have it. Even the conferences, I've had parents call after our conference last year and even our Christmas concert, you know, just saying thank you so much because of the impact and the influence that it left in their children's lives. They have seen a difference in their children's lives. So it's not just giving to the physical man, but it's giving to the spiritual man. It's giving to the emotional man, you know, just helping the whole man. And even sometimes, as I mentioned, parenting isn't easy. You know, persons just being able to call and kind of vent, it makes a difference. Just having persons there who they can lean on. And just knowing that we are making this huge impact in the community, it's a great feeling.
And I'm delighted that you're able to share that feeling with your many partners, many sponsors, and you have the opportunity that you bring in volunteers for it. So I just wanted, as we wrap up this segment, if somebody was interested in volunteering, How could they get involved with volunteering with K's Heart for Kids? Because, like, ladies and gentlemen, this Kay Shanice has something going on almost every weekend, I promise you. So whatever you can help with, I'm sure she can find some place and something for you to do.
Most definitely. So we do have a registration list for our volunteers. Once they contact the 557-5437 number, we will send them the link to the registration form so that they can complete.
And what are potential ways persons can volunteer to help out? What does that look like?
So we have 4 main events throughout the year. We would have had our Easter giveaway. Now we're having the youth conference and back to school. And we also have the Christmas concert and the toy giveaway. So we have those 4 events. If persons are interested, they can come out. They can offer their time, their treasure, their talents. We, a lot of times, we need chaperones for the children. Even at this event, we need persons who can help with the distribution of the food, distribution of the school supplies, and just simply ensuring that everyone stays within the right area that they need to be in.
Okay. No, that makes sense. So there is something for you to do.
Definitely.
Excellent. Now, just one more time, because we like to say it at least three times when we have guests on, remind us what's happening at the end of the month and how can people get involved?
Yes, so we have our annual youth conference at the end of the month under the theme Winning IRL, or for the mature crowd, Winning in Real Life. That is scheduled for Saturday, July 26th at St. Agnes Anglican Church. For our high schoolers, it is from 10 a.m. through 3 p.m. And for our parents, it is 1 p.m. through 3 p.m. So we do welcome donations. We do welcome volunteers. If you want to partner with us, we are more than ready for the partnership and the sponsorship and the donations. We do not decline anything. And there is absolutely nothing too small. You know, sometimes persons, they may say, well, I don't have what it takes to donate. Mm-hmm. And I like to tell persons every bit counts. That $10, that $100, that $1,000, that case of books, that case of pens, you know, that goes a long way because it adds to what it is that we have. So we want to encourage, you know, do not think that there's nothing that you can help with. There's always something that you can help with, and there's absolutely nothing too small. We appreciate it all.
A heart of gratitude, surely.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Keishni's Hannah for Kay's Heart for Kids, and she's told us all about the Winning IRL, Winning in Real Life Youth Empowerment Conference. It's happening on Saturday, July 26th this year. That's at St. Agnes Anglican Church right there on Blue Hill Road, starting from 10 to 3 with a special parent session from 1 to 3. It is free, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely free. Lunch and school supplies are included. So spread the word, register, be in contact with Keishni's and her team. And if you can help out in any way, be it big or small, let them know. Whether that, if you got tings or if you got time, either way, it can help. So please help them out. Thank you so much, Keishni's, for coming on today and telling us more about this event.
Thank you as well. And just a reminder, we are the village.
Excellent. We love that. We love that. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to head to our break. On the other side, we're going to have the folks from CV Bethel High School. Youth Can Cook, too. They're going to tell us all about what they got going on down there on East Street South. And what are they cooking up inside the kitchen? Y'all stay tuned. Don't leave me. We'll be back. All right, good. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you as well.
You're a natural.
I hope I didn't look so nervous.
No, I was just going to say, you don't think you can do this all day?
Oh.
We'll have them uploaded to the page so you can share them.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. you make complexities your specialties, and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care and role. Cleveland Clinic.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Great Commission's Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commission through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
But it was serious. Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Good. Good day and welcome back to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright. To the persons who are trying to call me on my personal cell phone, I love you, but I can't answer you when I'm on air. I call you back when you're done. Joining us in studio, we can jump right in because I got three people inside here with about less than 30 minutes. So we can see how quickly we can get through them so they could all have their chance to talk. Because these ladies are here to tell us all about Youth Can Cook Too, which is a fun hands-on culinary summer camp launched in the summer of 2023 at C.B. Bethel Senior High School to teach kids how to cook and give them a skill they'll use for life. It's designed for ages 10 to 16. The camp goes beyond recipes, and campers learn kitchen safety, build confidence, and discover the joy of making nutritious meals from scratch. I talk to my dad because I need food, I need coffee. But I went for breakfast this morning, did not have coffee. I'm going to call y'all out because I don't want y'all to get cussed. Anywho, so meet the instructors. I can let them introduce themselves. But they were so kind to give me these beautiful little images. I got their photos and their names, and they're on the page. Y'all can check them out. They tell me they're shy, but I promise you, when they get start talking, I don't think so. So meet Miss Kadeshia Burrows. Mm-hmm. She's a dynamic family and consumer science educator with nearly a decade of experience lighting up classrooms. Specializing in food nutrition, Mrs. B brings energy, creativity, and a sprinkle of sweetness to everything she does, especially when it comes to baking delicious treats. She's geared up to teach the little chefs all her sweet tips and tricks. Matea Etchka, Mrs. E, Miss E, sorry, because we need to get invited to that wedding when the time comes. A skilled chef with over 10 years of experience, Miss E is a trained hospitality and tourism studies teacher and a proud Johnson & Wales Culinary Arts graduate. Y'all let me snap my fingers? Yes. She's ready to inspire our young chefs this summer. I have some churn I need to send this. They can start cooking for me. I love that. Miss Dawn Curry. All right, chef, educator, and a culinary pro with 10 plus years in the food and beverage industry, including time as an assistant food and beverage manager. Y'all put some respect on her name. She blends real world experience with a passion for teaching, armed with degrees in education and culinary arts, period. As the owner of Chef D's Delight, where she's serving up delicious dishes. This summer, she's ready to inspire the next generation of young chefs with food, fun, and learning. Listen, I know about you all, right? But I'm hungry, and these people say they could cook. I see Stanya Davis wait, and Shemino on the same page. We got to stop by this camp to get off.
Be like a guest judge.
Listen, Stanya, you heard that? We could be guest judges.
Guest judge.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Sorry. So the Youth Can Cook Too Summer Camp, yes, is happening July 7th through the 18th at C.V. Bethel's campus. The time is from 9 to 1, happening Monday through Friday. I'll stop talking like a British person now. Activities, cooking techniques, games, food safety, experiments, etiquette, cooking competitions, and more. Now, of course, there's a cost to this, but you know what these folks told me? That they doing it out of the goodness of their heart, and that the cost only covering the goods, the resources. Mm-hmm. They doing this out of the goodness of their heart. Where y'all is here, people doing things for the community, and ain't trying to get paid for it. They're trying to make sure your children know how to cook. Mm-hmm. And if the children know how to cook, that means they ain't bothering you to learn to teach them. I mean, you still teach them, but they ain't bothering you to cook them food because they just need to know, mommy, where the grits?
Right.
Where the rice? Mommy, you had a long day at work. I can do that for you. Daddy, as far as say, I got this.
Right.
And you hear that? They got 30 years of experience between the three of them. But guess what? I promise you, these young things sitting up in the studio today. Now, they tell me that, some of them trying to tell me that they don't know how to talk. They shy and whatnot like that. But I know y'all heard them giggling. They ready for this. They ready for this. I know that. So without further ado, because I said enough now. So I'm going to let them now talk about who they is, why they doing this, and what they hoping to achieve as they all hide from all the cameras and all the mics. My Lord. Anyway, so I can make it easier, I can start doing to y'all what y'all do in the classroom.
Okay.
So, Miss, yeah, so, I was supposed to be a teacher, So, Miss E, please, tell us a little bit more about why in the world did y'all decide to come up with Youth Can Cook Too? What was the reason behind that?
Well, we're all FACTS teachers, Family and Consumer Science, and we know children like to cook, but their parents usually get out the kitchen. I get to work at the health kitchen. So we want to give them that opportunity at a young age, starting from 10. We even have some 9-year-olds. We want to give them that opportunity to express themselves, try new foods, learn some cutting skills, learn how to get their hands in it, taste new foods.
So they could do it from scratch.
So they could do it from scratch and do it themselves.
Man, look at
and
that.
And show their parents that I could cook.
Mm-hmm. See, there you go, and I could help you.
I could make more than noodles and cereal.
Hey, even though that tuna and macaroni and cheese tastes so good, good, you know. But they could come and they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they know how to, because it also leads into healthy eating. So Ms. Barrow, right. Tell us about how does it feed into healthy eating?
Well, when students are able to make food on their own, let's say they go to a restaurant and they see something on the menu that they have never heard of before. For example, a Caesar salad or something like that. Now, if they have experience in making the Caesar salad, they know what goes into the dressing, they've made it themselves, they would be more likely to actually try it. So that's our goal at You Can Cook Too, getting students to make foods that they may not even try if they go to a restaurant or if they go somewhere, so that they can have that experience. They know what it's like, so they're more likely to try new food.
I like that. So far, we have the fact that they can learn how to cook.
Yes.
And they're learning how to nutritiously prepare that food. Now, I know you think you got no baby, but you're not getting no baby. So you're going to tell us now, y'all been doing this from 2023. Mm-hmm. All of Yenna is teachers. Yes. You would think y'all won't be on break, but y'all still trying to give back to the young people, stamp true this thing. So how does it feel for the third year in a row that y'all coming back to do this? And what has been the impact on the young people?
So
straight into that mic so everybody can hear you.
So I would use one word, passion. That's being educators, and also I'm not the only person yet that actually has a business. We're all actually small business owners.
Yeah. Well, they need to talk about these small businesses.
Yes, it all comes with a passion, and we've realized that over the 3 years, not only have we built self-confidence within our campus, because we have a lot of repeat students that come back, we've realized that it's built confidence. It's also built, like Ms. Barrow said, it helps with healthy eating habits. And it's just, it goes beyond fun. But I stick to its passion. It's a passion for us, and we've come to love it. We've realized that, like you stated before, it goes far beyond funds. It's wanting to empower the youths, wanting to instill and, I guess, pour into them what we've learned. Because teachers of this procyapo that sits before you, then maybe mommy wasn't going to be feeding us tuna and steamed mackerel and Uncle Ben's can. Oh Lord, mommy don't hear this. And we don't have plenty of microwave food growing up.
I was going to say, we can't save you for whatever smoke mommy bringing to you.
Just so you know.
No, but you touch on a very critical point right there. If young people were equipped with the information, but also if they were infused with the passion, this type of thing, then maybe things would go differently. And this actually into what our country is trying to do as a whole, like get on this whole healthy eating track.
Yes.
So you all are to be commended for what y'all are doing.
Thank you.
I got to stick a pin right here because I have to say, CV Bethel is also one of those schools that grow in their own food.
Yeah,
they are literally trying to grow produce on grounds. Y'all don't go rob them, Sharon, please. They are growing food on the grounds and whatnot. So you can actually support them. I think it's not every Saturday, but if you check their post, when they have goodies available, sometimes they have it during the week. And those of us who go to PTA meetings, so now y'all understand why I got a bias right now. Mm-hmm. Those of us who go to PTA meetings, we will buy our fresh produce from Miss Johnson. And I promise you, between them and then the can, what was she calling that? A tomato jam. I never saw something like that in my life, but I promise you I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. But see, it's showing them not only through having the produce on campus that it's possible for them to grow this food, but now they're also being the food.
Yes.
And you're not paying exorbitant fees for this. Again, you're only covering the costs of the items. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
These are teachers, them who we always say need to do, they doing more. They're going above and beyond with this program. So anyway, I talking too much. So we go back to Ms. Ashko because I don't know if anything they could escape talking today.
I don't know.
But you already got snitched on. So Ms. D say everybody got a little business or something like that. So I want us to talk a little bit more about this business y'all say you got. So let's talk. You want the air? Let's go.
Well, being a chef is passion. I have a business called Catering Classes, but that's where it stem off from, where I can cater for you or I can teach you how to cook. It's usually on a small basis, wherever you want a caterer, I guess.
Yeah, so you can do it on an individual or a group basis, and you teach to cook or you can actually cook all the food.
Right.
Meaning that if I need you to sort out one of the party things, you could do that. Yes, or if I needed to learn how to cook the shrimp and
grits
seasoned properly, you know, you could do that as well. So you're multifaceted. Now tell me again what the name called.
Catering and Classes. Straight to the point.
See, there you go. See, why you got to help support the small businesses is because they're giving back to these students. And I promise you, most teachers, if not, have their own pocket. So if he helped them put money in their pocket and they help our young people, just saying, it's not a bribe. It's not a bribe. They just transfer the money from one place to the next. That's all you're doing. And of course, you got to support people. We got to keep on supporting each other, especially if you know you don't know how to cook grits properly. Come on, man.
That's a skill, you know.
Yes. I try to tell people with the grits, you got to keep the spoon inside. You got to keep moving it and whatnot. Okay. People just call me crazy. I was like, that's how you get the lumps out. You don't got to keep it moving. There you go. But you're all the experts. Now, you tell me about your business.
Well, I think it's called Sweetest Bliss. Yes, we specialize in cookies, cakes, cupcakes, everything sweet, you name it. Sweet Bliss in every bite.
So am I. So Sweet Bliss, and you can find both of these on Facebook?
Yes. Facebook, Instagram.
I love that. This is great. Okay, great. So let's get right back into the program itself. You're starting up fresh.
Yes, okay. We're excited.
Very much so. Now, if there are still some folks who want to get registered, how could they do that?
Well, they could contact us via WhatsApp, or they could go on the Facebook page, click the link, and we still have a few more spots available.
Okay.
I will say this is the largest class we've had so far for the 3 years.
Congratulations to all registrants.
We are very excited to begin.
And we have a lot of return campers, which says a lot. The parents gave us great reviews last year, how we instill confidence in their children, how they are much more confident in the kitchen and in everything that they do. So the parents love it. The students love it. We love it.
I love that. Yes. I love that too. What I need you all to do is after the camp done for now, a parent and a child, so they could talk about their experience. Because again, we are teaching others around us that healthy eating is possible, and we could start that at a young age, and these are opportunities that are around us. Mm-hmm. Now, we already talked about registration. We already talked a little bit about what the monies cover, I think. But let's just remind folks who are listening, what does the money cover? The $150 a week.
So the $150 a week covers the food, the ingredients. Mm-hmm.
I think I saw something about an apron.
Yeah, your chef hat, your apron, your recipe book. Mm-hmm. They got a certification at the end for their completion of the course. And then we have a little, we have some treats for them as well.
I like that. And it also covers the cost of the actual ingredients and stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Everything is included.
You just got to show up.
Just show up.
Yeah. I love that.
Show up and show up hungry.
Hey, ooh, I like that, too. You could feed me. All right, cool. So that's the cost, that's the time, that's the place. So give us an idea of what they will be doing exactly during the time. I'm sitting down a little quiet. Let's go.
So, well, as you know, you can put to our campus basically all hands-on. We're trained facilitators that will basically walk through everything that needs to happen. So just for an example, if we were to make, let's say, a pot of peas and rice, we teach them everything from recipes, measurements, and we allow the kids to create their own meals. Like we stated earlier, we have judges that actually sample the meals daily. Yes. So everything is just, they do everything themselves whilst being guided by us as their trained facilitators.
Trained facilitators, okay. Yes. So now you all say that they're coming up with the certification at the end. So they're learning how to cook. What are some of the dishes that they will, or is that a secret?
It's not a secret. So our theme for the first week, and we have a very lovely flyer that's
I saw that. It was something about we going on a cruise.
Yes.
We're going culinary on a cruise.
Okay.
So we're going on a culinary cruise, and every day.
I don't need no visa for this, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Every day it's a different, when we say country?
Yes.
Okay. Every day it's a different country that we visit.
Okay.
The Bahamas, Mexico, Italy, and
Jamaica.
Boy, I hope Stan, you're listening to this, because I don't claim Italy. You could have, you want Mexico, did you say Japan?
No.
Oh, sorry.
The Bahamas, Jamaica, Italy, and Mexico.
Uh-huh. Mexico, ella quieres visitar Mexico, all right. So you got your two guest judges right there.
Our independence is on July 10th, so that day is our Bahamian day. So that's the day that we stop in the Bahamas. So we have all things Bahamian that day.
Okay, okay, okay. So y'all, the campus meeting on the holiday as well?
Yes.
Oh, so y'all are also teaching them about how the food and beverage industry don't stop for no holiday. Real world skills y'all teaching them. I love this. Okay, great. And you remember I told you all time flies when you're having fun? Well, I believe we only have 7 more minutes. And y'all thought this was going to be hot. No, man, y'all got this. All right, great. So it's been 3 years in the making. Now, outside of social media, how do you get the word out to parents? And what type of kids usually subscribe to this? Now, you're functioning out of a public school system, but is it just only those, the students of the school, or do you have from all parts of the community, all parts of the island? Do y'all have any family islands? Like, we can let's talk.
Well, our first year, we had some from the family island.
Okay.
Actually, that was cool. And then second year, we had a lot of private school children. Mm-hmm. We have a few government school children. I believe we had 2 from the United States. Okay. Obviously, they have family over here, they come.
Of course,
yeah. So this year is just a big mix again.
Multicultural.
Right.
Okay. Y'all teaching them how to cook with Bahamian flair. Yes. I love that. Now, you know, Ms. B, you're just sitting over there so quiet. I know you got something on your mind. So, again, this has been your 3rd year helping out. Why do you choose to do this when you could be taking a break from teaching all year round? You choosing to come and do this for the young people's time?
Well, like Ms. Curry said, it's the passion. It's the joy that we see when the students learn something new. It's just working with the different age group because we teach high school. So working with kids that are between the ages of 9 and 10, it's an exciting experience, right? So we enjoy. That's one of the reasons why we keep on doing it.
Last year, they didn't want to leave.
Exactly.
They created.
So, say what you said?
Last year, they created a bond.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And they didn't want to go.
Yes.
Look at that. So you're also teaching the family concept of it, you know?
The teamwork, the relationship building. Mm-hmm. Because other than the camp, these students may not ever get a chance to meet. So they lifelong friends or friends for a while, you know?
Oh, that kind of go into the promo. I like that. Now, Ms. Curry, you know, I don't like when you're too quiet over there. So I want to ask you as well, how does it feel to be doing this when you could be taking a break?
Not like repeat.
Oh, so, okay.
Passion.
Round 2.
Passion is honestly it, just right. As well as. Like I said, it's a joy, and it's fun to see that maybe back then, if we had the type of, what I want to say, you know what I want to say, you know what I want to say. Maybe back then, if we had the type of, like,
of support.
Support that we have now, I think we would have a lot more people being chefs, a lot more people being owning businesses as in cooking, as per se, more the fast food chain restaurants that we have.
So you would have... This camp, you would say, provides a platform for even more young folks to explore their culinary expertise, if that's the journey they want to start on.
Yes.
Oh, well, brilliant. Love that. This is Dorothy on the Yellow Brick Road. I like that, except we actually going to cook food at the end of it. That's great. Now, Ms. Edgecombe, because, you know, we got 4 minutes before I got to bring Stanley on. Remind us about the camp, how to register, what are the days, what's the location, and why should people attend?
Okay, so the camp is at CB Bethel. It's from 9 to 1. You can register either via Facebook on a Google Form link, or you could contact us on WhatsApp.
Your pages is what I prefer for you all to put out on the show because we got some interesting folks who take numbers and doing strange things.
Don't do that?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Unless y'all got a public number.
Okay. Facebook as well as Instagram.
And on TikTok, so y'all can be producing TikToks out of the same. Oh, yes. This is great.
So just type in Youth Can Cook Too, and you will find us.
Now, make sure so the persons who are listening know that that 2 is T-O-O.
Yes.
Youth Can Cook 2. So we give the opportunity to young people STEM to learn how to cook, and then they can actually get it done. This is a really great program. So I'm going to let you all give you all final closing words. And we will start with Ms. Curry, then we come to Ms. Burrows, and then we can have Ms. Edgecombe close us up. Yeah, you got to talk again. Don't give me that look.
Okay. So in closing, we are super excited very excited, actually, to have camp start in a matter of days, and just look forward to a lot of great experiences and whipping up new dishes.
Love that.
Well, I just want to say that it's more than just cooking. There's a lot more involved. There's math. There's creativity. There's confidence. It builds discipline, responsibility. So just come on, and we're going to have a good time cooking up some fun.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent.
We're excited to see the returning students, and we're just ready to have a wonderful 2 weeks.
I love that. I love that. Now I can plant one seed, because I know Ms. Ashcombe got a business out of Stewart, you know. But, you know, sometimes the adults send me to learn how to cook some things, too. So I feel like, you know what they say, youth can cook, too. Maybe it could be adults can cook, too, you know. Teach me something new. I love that.
That was definitely on the board.
That's on the board.
It is? Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Oh, my God. I'm excited now. I want you all to teach me something to cook that I can't cook. Yeah. I love that for us. So we just want to say thank you again to Ms. Burrows, Ms. Curry, and Ms. Edgecombe of Youth Can Cook 2, a summer camp that is starting on Monday that is going to be teaching our young people how to cook and all the things that go along with it. They have returning students, so that means that these kids love it a lot, and you want to continue to support them in ways that you can. You can reach out to them on their social media pages. That's Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, as well as, I think I'm missing one more, but you can get to them there so that they can let you know how can you support, because they're keeping the cost minimal. It's only covering the resources. That's all. They're not making money from this. They're doing it out of the goodness of their heart. So shout out to STEM, these three ones who are inside the studio right now, Ms. Edgecombe, Ms. Curry, and Ms. Burrows, for all that they do to make this happen out of the goodness of their heart. All is not lost, and we are happy on the happy hour to highlight these young ladies that are making a positive difference for our young people through the culinary creativity that they are experts in with over 30 years combined. It's been great, y'all. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright. Stay tuned for Tell It to Stanya with Stanya Davis. She's coming on right after. And y'all enjoy your weekend. I'll see y'all on Monday on the Morning Blend.